And that was the end of our gab session. A gab session it was, too. It was Mr. Olson who came into the cabin there in Central and asked us what we ladies were doing. We were just gabbing, that's what we were doing. The opportunity to meet with Mrs. Leach and talk with her is practically extinct. It was with a little planning and plotting that we were able to get Mrs. Leach to accompany Charlotte Ames and drive a short distance from the Springs over to Central to visit in Mrs. Olson's home with Mrs. Dixie Hall, who was spending some time there in Central. Mrs. Olson, Charlotte Ames, and Mrs. Clara Rust, and your interviewer, Mike Dalton. Mrs. Leach has continued to live at the Springs and resides in a house immediately behind the hotel. At this point in her life, she speaks to practically no one, minds her own business. As she said just a little while ago on this tape, she reads a lot. She's called a recluse by many. As she said, she doesn't have time to do all the reading she wants to do. She's very difficult to talk to. She doesn't want to be, appears to be not bored, but with just doesn't want anything to do with visitors. Not really that way. It's just that there's so many strangers. Charlotte Ames is one of her good friends, as Charlotte pointed out on this tape, that she worked there at the Springs from 1934. Through 1938, four seasons. And Charlotte is just about the only person, in fact, she's the only one we know of, whom Mrs. Leach will let in her house. And in her house, she has some of her valuables and some of the relics of the early Springs Hotel. What she was able to salvage, that is. It wasn't sold or carted off or stolen. And I purposely planned my trip back to Central that weekend because I knew Mrs. Ames was going over, and I thought if there was a chance to talk to Mrs. Leach at all, that would be the chance. So Charlotte invited her to go over to Central, about 8 miles away, to this little gab fest we had in Mrs. Ruth Olson's cabin there in Central. When Mr. Olson came in the door, that put an end to the recording, and Ruth Olson put the coffee pot on and got out a blueberry cake she'd made that day. We really had a lovely evening, and I really appreciated the opportunity to talk with Mrs. Leach, something that a lot of people have wanted to do. I'm sorry that I didn't get more detailed information from her. If she were aware that she was aware that she was being interviewed, we asked her if she minded if we just reminisced about the Springs. We didn't want to get personal, and we assured her that we would not. So I'm sorry that I don't have personal data of birth. Perhaps I can get that and add it.